Today is Sunday, March 5th, 1978. This tape is being made at Clementine Hunter's mobile home down at Melrose.
I tried to paint my old house while I was standing on Little River.
Yeah?
I tried to paint my old house while I was living in on Little River. Where are you?
You painted it?
I tried. Look at you. That wasn't a lesson.
Yeah, I like that. That's the one that you and Manuel left?
Yeah, uh-huh. When me and Manuel King was out there, you know, he's a boy. And I died a night, I laid down, I said, I'm going to try to paint that old house. Well, I liked the guy it though.
Yeah.
I got some of it. The fireplace.
Yeah.
And the old curtain in the window. That little tree with them children used to pick up. That old thing off of the tree of orange. Back down the water used to baptize. Way back down the way on the river.
What kind of orange things?
Huh?
What kind of tree was that?
That was a little orange tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the outdoor toilet.
What's it doing with a cross on top of?
Oh, that's put up there. That's a handsome.
Who are all those people?
Well, that's the King folks, Manuel's sisters, and they was all that close to me.
Mm-hmm.
His sisters and her children.
Who's that man right there carrying wood?
That's one of them boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I just started that. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to do. My hair was hurting me so bad.
You say, how'd you tell me you felt this last week?
Like a dog, I said. I don't know how a dog feels, but I was feeling like I was a dog.
Woo. Felt bad.
Mm-hmm. Jack said, how come you don't go to the doctor? I said, I ain't going to the doctor because of what the doctor got to do. Your doctor ain't going to say nothing but arthritis. Take Anderson. And I took that.
Have you had a cold?
I sneezed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cold, but it didn't. And I would stay cold, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just fight it, that's
all. Yeah. There have been all kinds of strange kinds of...
See how you like you what you call them?
My other one?
She didn't tell. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What's that one?
I just painted.
Tell me about it.
That's hauling cotton and weighing cotton.
Uh-huh.
And weighing a sack of cotton. And they weighed the basket to put up there in the cotton house.
Uh-huh.
And he weighed the basket, the sack, now.
What's that house up there at the top? That's the...
That's the cotton house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the cotton house. The old man laying back there in that cotton. That's what we used to like to do, jump up there and sit down in that cotton.
Go to sleep?
We wouldn't sleep, but you'd get up in there.
Is that when you were a child or after you were grown?
No, I was grown. And yeah, about all my children when I was picking cotton.
Clementine, when y'all pick cotton, what time of the day did you start?
Well, me, I started when, after the Jew dry off the cotton,
because mm-hmm.
I couldn't pick Jew cotton.
Mm-hmm.
The Jew cotton is wet.
Yeah.
And it stick to my hand,
mm-hmm.
and I wait till the Jew dry, about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go out there about 10 o'clock. And about 6 o'clock, the sun was well down. And I beat him pick 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And you never did stop?
Mm-mm. Stop.
Did you take some lunch with you? What'd you do about eating? You didn't eat?
I was close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
See, I couldn't ride on the back of my house. I was picking on the back of my house.
Yeah. And you stop and go to the house and eat?
Yeah, go to that. Sometime at 11 o'clock, go cook.
Mm-hmm.
And but, I had my supper all ready to cook.
Well, didn't you get awful hot in that sun?
Well, I don't know. I used to like the hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sun wouldn't do me nothing. I'd get out in that sun bareheaded and pick cotton. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't know how this. Didn't mind the sun somehow.
Yeah.
The sun didn't do me nothing.
Did you used to wear a hat?
Hmm?
Did you wear a hat?
Yeah. I had to wear a hat. I wear a hat sometimes. Sometimes I put it on my head and sometimes I would.
Yeah. What kind of clothes did you wear to pick cotton in?
Dresses.
Wear a dress?
Yeah. Never did wear no pants. To pick cotton like they do now.
Yeah.
I know this way. You know, I did wear no pants like they do now.
I guess you just wore a light dress, huh? One that wasn't heavy,
yeah,
short sleeves.
Sometimes.
No sleeves?
Yeah, sleeves. Them jackets.
Mm-hmm.
On your arm.
Yeah. And y'all used to, how'd you put those sacks? Did you hang those sacks over your shoulder?
Yeah, over your shoulder.
Would you put them over your head and hang them on your shoulder?
I would put them like that.
Yeah, across your head, and they'd drag it behind you.
Yeah. And pick cotton, pick all the cotton you want. I mean, pick cotton too. And I used to like to pick cotton, Lord. I'd rather do that than anything. Pick cotton. Just have them children sometime. Out there on the end of the row, sitting down on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no baby sitter like they do now. Put mine on that tree. Put water there. Sometimes when they be hollering for bread in the evening, I have that for them out there. So they don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to work. And that's when I said, I don't know how I can stand at night and work so much. But I don't work a whole lot and look like I yet want to work. But I just, that's when I can't stay still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work too much.
Yeah. Well, Clementine, when you were picking cotton, would you pick until those sacks were full and then you'd go empty them?
Picked
them. Well, they'd get pretty heavy, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd get heavy. Sometimes you weigh them on the end.
Uh-huh.
And they empty them in the,
yeah,
in the trailer.
Yeah.
In the wagon, then there was no trailer. Every time they get full, they weigh and you empty it.
Mm-hmm.
They empty it, and that way you know. And the weight at the same time, that's what you know on what you pick a day.
Yeah. Would they pay you at the end of the day or just write it down?
No, I just write it down and pay you when Saturday come.
Mm-hmm.
Pay you on the Saturday.
How much did they pay you, do you remember?
50 cents a hundred, did
50 cents a hundred?
Papa used to pick 400, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get two rows. He'd get in the middle of them rows and pick on each row.
Hmm.
Pick 400. And I picked 3. All of us was good cotton pickers. Outside of my children, there wasn't that to pick no cotton.
Were there many people that picked more cotton than you did?
No, not many while I was. Not many.
Not many were ladies anyway, I guess.
None of them ladies on Merrill didn't pick much of them. No, pick much of me. Me and Papa. And then some of them would go in that gym and get wet, and they had to come out and change clothes. They'd be so wet.
Mm-hmm.
And not me. I couldn't pick Jew cotton.
I guess it weighed more, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, when it's wet, yeah, it weighed more, but I couldn't pick it, so I didn't pick it. I could pick it, but I wouldn't pick as much.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever try.
Well, what's happened to Tony's face? It looks like he's...
Tony's face does be all messed up sometimes.
Like he's scratched.
He's scratched.
Yeah. How'd he do that?
I don't know. He just... do anything.
Come here, Tony, let me see you. Come here. Come here, let me see. Come here, let me see. I don't guess it's square. It looks like it might get hung, might have gotten hung up. You haven't gotten under a fence, have you?
He ain't gotten under no fence, Greg. Trying to rub all this up.
No, I don't want you in my lap now.
Everything.
I don't want you in my lap. Well, let's see. We got another one here. This is a hospital.
That's what you said you wanted.
That's right. That's what I said I wanted. Tell me who all those people are.
I don't know them people.
Who's that?
That's the doctor.
That's the doctor. What's he got in his hand?
His bag, Dr. Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That old lady there, she said, now, she said, she in the hospital. She her leg so?
Yeah, I see her leg. She got a bandage or something on her, mm-hmm. didn't she?
Didn't you take him that man so? Medicine.
Yeah, that's the nurse, huh?
Yeah, that's
what's that she got in her hand? Medicine, you say?
Yes, that's in her, you know, little reader.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
got that in there.
What are those blue things under all those beds?
That's this blanket.
Mm-hmm.
The blanket.
Down here?
No, that's the pot.
Those pots. That's the bed pans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And those blankets, those blue things.
Mm-hmm.
What's that nurse doing up there at the top?
She's seeing how much fever he got.
Mm-hmm. Looks like he's got a visitor.
He is. That's his sister.
Mm-hmm. Somebody brought him some flowers.
Mm-hmm. Brought that and some flowers.
Mm-hmm. Are those, you don't know who any of those people are?
Uh-uh. Are this pen?
Women or men?
Men's.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them men. Women. That's a woman over here.
Yeah, she got black hair.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like an old gray-headed woman,
that's
though.
Old, yeah, that's an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
That and that sister, that and that.
Mm-hmm. And that's a man getting his temperature taken, isn't it? That's a man up there that's getting his temperature taken. He looks like his head's hurt.
It is. He had to have been in a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Looks like he's bleeding.
Yeah, his head bleeding. That were the bandages, you know, to put medicine on.
Yeah.
Sugar Nemo.
Yeah, I like that. What's that up there at the top? Is that the light?
Mm-hmm. That's the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are good. I like those. Listen, tell me. Oh, you got a new picture of Quita.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, cute. That is cute. Is that a school picture?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that is cute, Clementine. I don't know who made that picture, but they sure did a good job.
That's a man would come by in negatives and take them chilling picture.
Who's that? Who's this? Who's in this little one here? All dangled around here. Who's the other one with her?
That's Jack baby. Not Jack. The Lord's with her.
How am I going to get that back in that straight? Get up under there, I guess. Get that back. Well, that is a cute picture.
It can stay like that.
No, I'm going to get it back out for you if I can. It's loose in there and it slipped.
Yeah, loose. It's loose.
Tiny, get off of me down there. There we go. Now, that is cute. That's about the cutest thing I ever did see.
You know, every school day, I don't know, that man was taking pictures. He goes and comes, he don't stay there.
Well, now she's not going to school.
No, but he taking pictures.
After school?
No, y'all know they're in town somewhere. The man would take pictures. That where the Lord go when he come for to take her child picture. Uh-huh.
And Jackie took Quita?
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute.
They got the Lord the same color she is too. They didn't put it in no kind of red, nothing.
I tell you, that's the cutest thing I ever saw. I'd like to have one of those for myself.
Jack had some big one to give them. They get 2-3 big ones and a lot of little ones.
Yeah.
I don't know what man that takes them, but he don't live in Nashville. He come every month, I believe.
Well, tell Jack if she's got another one, I sure would like to have one.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute. I don't know how he did that. That's about the cutest thing I ever saw.
Did you know?
Absolutely. It's really cute. Let's see if I can get this back in right now. Where was it?
Let's put right it down the side.
Let's put it down here and it won't slide around anymore down there.
Yeah.
There we go. I tell you, that is some cute thing. That is a good picture. And I see you hung you hung the pictures up, huh?
Yeah.
You got your mama. Where's your daddy?
My sister got her.
What's she doing with?
My sister?
Mm-hmm.
Because Papa was living with her.
Oh, you gave it to her?
Mm-hmm.
You want one for yourself? You want me to get you one?
I said I was going to get another one of King's too.
Okay.
Because his daughter want one.
Okay. I'll get you one of King and another one of your father so you can hang it there with you,
mm-hmm.
with your mother. Yeah, here's a board. I got an extra board here, Fan. I brought you. What you need a board for?
I just want one. Willie called me and asked me to paint her picture because she always bring my paint, Willie.
Who's Willie?
Willie, my granddaughter. Jack's daughter.
Oh.
She's seeing Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
She always bring my paint sometime when she comes.
Uh-huh. And she wants you to paint her picture?
Yeah.
When she comes?
I don't know when she comes because her daughter looking to have a baby, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
When she comes.
What she wants you to paint?
Anything I paint, that's all.
Yeah. What else you been painting?
I haven't painted nothing else because I couldn't. Couldn't
pay. Did you get your money from Dr. Watson?
Yeah. Been to get that money a long time and went straight on yonder and put on that trailer.
Mm. When you gonna get this thing paid for?
I don't know exactly, but it ain't gonna be this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you have a new coffee table? Isn't that table new?
That been here.
It hadn't been sitting there.
No, it had been sitting there. And Miss June, give me that table.
Mm-hmm.
In the table, yeah.
I see.
She brought me that in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her now since she moved.
I hadn't either. Now, I saw her daughter the other day somewhere. I never know those two girls apart. I know them apart when I see them, but I don't know which one's which.
Yeah.
And it's the one that doesn't talk as much as the other one. You know, one of them just chatters all the time.
Yeah, that must be the other one. That long married.
I don't
know. You know, one of them quit her husband and married.
Well, this one's the one that goes to school still.
Go to school up there?
Mm-hmm. Up there at the college where I teach.
Well, that's
she's the prettiest one, I think.
Yeah, I know them good. This is good. She got a baby, though.
Yeah. I think she does.
Yeah, she had that baby, but ought to be about 2-3 months old. Ought to be.
I saw her the other day somewhere. I can't remember where, but I didn't ask her about her mother. I figured her mother was all right. I used to see Jen. I'd go over and get my hair done every now and then, and she'd be over at the beauty shop where I'd go, but I haven't been getting my hair done lately. So.
Well, I haven't seen her, and she's been calling me, and I been seeing her. Last time I saw her, she told me she's got to put up Bill House that close to Dr. Wells' office
mm-hmm.
in town.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, the insurance man, told me She had done built it.
And she sold her other house, I
know. Yeah, she sold it. Because I went there before she sold it. And now they say she built that and then she don't like that. So I don't know.
She was married to Danny Henry, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I like June.
Yeah, June, she's all right. She good.
She's a good guy.
Well, Mr. Dan used to come to my house about every week.
Mm-hmm. I always liked Dan.
Yeah, Dan was good.
He was a nice person. Listen, Clementine, I want to ask you something. Can you get Channel 9 on your television set?
I believe so. Are you sure?
Can I see if you can?
Yeah. My dad, don't touch that.
What?
That nothing.
You got to turn it on, though.
That turn it on. This.
Yeah. Pull it out.
Yeah. Because these kind of things funny to me. That's Channel 8.
Okay, let's see if you get 9. Channel 9 comes from Natchitoches. Now I didn't know if you could get it or not.
Okay. I believe I can get 9.
Let me tell you what I want to ask you to do, if you would. There's a church in Natchitoches. It's the Westside Baptist Church. And they've got a TV station. And they broadcast over Channel 9. And in Natchitoches you can get it. And most of the time they have church kinds of things, you know. And they have a lot of programs for young people that have to do with the things that they do at the church. Okay, there's a lady named Betty Jones. You may know her. She's always down here at Melrose. She and I are the same age, and she and I went to grade school together. And she has a program that comes on once a day, I believe. And what she does is she sits down and talks to people. And they, you know, put the camera on her. And she just asks questions and you just talk. And it comes over Channel 9. Now, Francois's been over and talked with her. And he's been on TV. And a number of other people in town have. She called Francois and asked Francois if he thought you'd come to town and get on TV. And he told her he thought you would. But to call me and let me see if you'd come and if I'd come get you, and you and I would be on TV with her. And I was hoping that you could see it down here. But what I'll do is, if you want to do it, we'll need to go in one probably Monday week. I'll come get you. And we'll go over to where they, you know, do all this. It's out at the church there somewhere. And we'll just sit down and talk to her. You and I will talk to her, and they'll just put the camera on us. And then it won't come over TV until later, a day or two later. Maybe a week later. And since you can't get it down here, what I can do is come back down here and get you and bring you over to my house, and we'll watch it together. Mm-hmm. How about that? Would you like to do that?
Good.
Well, she wanted us to go into town tomorrow morning, but I can't go tomorrow. I told her I couldn't do it tomorrow. But I told her we'd try to do it a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that.
How about that?
Maybe that, I see.
And I'll come down here next Sunday and see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And if you feel all right, I'll come back and get you Monday, probably about 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and take you to town. You don't have to get dressed up. Just wear whatever you want to wear. I'll take you to town. We'll go out to the church where they work, and we'll just sit down, and just the three of us will talk. And then I'll bring you on back or take you anywhere else you want to go in Natchitoches for that matter. We'll do whatever you want to do. And I do want to take you by my house and let you see that quilt. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been wanting you to see that quilt, and it's too big. I can't get it down here. And
That's too big.
Yeah, it's way too big. I can't get it in my car. Can't get it in my car. And we'll see if time is doing anything, we can get you some, we'll go get you some fried chicken if you want to, whatever you want to do, and I'll bring you on home. And then whenever it's going to be on TV, I'll tell her not to play it on TV until a time when I can come down here and get you. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to town, and we'll either go to my house or we'll go to Tommy's house, whatever you want to do, and we'll watch it then. So I told her I'd ask you that I thought you'd probably do it since it was for the church, and if you felt all right. But I told her I couldn't promise her till I talked to you. But I was hoping you could get Channel 9 so that we could turn it on and let you watch her with somebody else, you know.
Because I must see if Jack would, maybe Jack can get 9.
Right. She might be able to. Mm-hmm. But if we can't get it down here, well, I'll come back and get you, and we'll go, you know, to, as I say, to my house or to Tommy's or wherever you want to go, and we'll look at it when she does it. Because what they do is they do it kind of like this, you know, they tape it, and then they can show it later. Mm-hmm. And that's what they'll do, is show it later.
Because when they had the little show, I saw it on TV and it extended down to the bank.
Right.
When I went there.
Right. And I told her that if you would come, you know, we'd do this, that I would like to have it when she got through with it, so that we could have it to show some other time if we ever needed to, if you ever needed it or I needed it, either one. But I'll be there with you and we'll talk, and I asked her, I said, what do you want to talk about? And she said, well, just anything Clementine wants to talk about. So we'll talk about how she, her early days when she was a child, or how she started painting, or, you know, we might even take a few of your paintings and let you talk about them, something like that. It won't take too long. About 30 minutes, I think, is how long it usually lasts. But, I thought it might be fun. We could sit down and watch ourselves when it's all over with.
Yeah, I said, honey, I didn't watch it.
Right.
You need it.
Right.
Before I left.
Yeah.
I went with Miss Britton and the old lady and Ann.
Right.
Mr. Francois.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy. We went there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell her then that we'll try to plan on a week from tomorrow, but it'll depend on how you feel, and then I'll come down next Sunday and find out how you feel. Well, what's been going on down here?
Nothing at all.
You've really been having some funny weather, haven't
we? Yeah, and they're talking about it's coming back again.
You mean it's going to get cold again?
Tomorrow.
Oh, goodness.
That's what this is.
I got to go out of town. I got to go to Baton Rouge tomorrow, and I'll be back Tuesday. I have to go to Alexandria Wednesday. Be back Wednesday night. Got to go to Ruston Thursday. Be back Thursday night. And then Friday, I got to go back to Baton Rouge. Gonna leave at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive to Baton Rouge for a meeting, and then come back Friday afternoon. I'll be worn out by the time the week's over. But I sure hope we don't have a lot of bad weather with all that rain.
No, well, sometimes they say it's going to be bad, and then again it don't. But it says it's going to be kind of cold tomorrow, Monday, and raining.
Well, I just had a hard time believing it was snowing the day before yesterday. It was sleeting when I went home from school, just sleeting, just a lot of sleet.
Yeah.
And I went on in the house and I let the dogs out and fed them and went outside to get some wood to build a fire in the fireplace. I got a fireplace. Well, you probably remember my fireplace.